This is the Sue Free Show, talking about life, relationships, and achieving.
Do you wonder why you have to feel the things that hurt you? If there's a God who loves you, where is he now? Would you dare to believe that you still have a reason to sing? Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it can't compare to the joy that's coming. So hold on, you gotta wait for the light. Press on and just fight the good fight. Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it's just the dark before the morning.
Here's your host, Sue Freeze.
It is so great to be back with you today. I just love Saturday. I love Saturday because I get to be with you. People ask me, what is the Sue Free Show about? And I say, it's not about bugs. That's a whole separate life. It's not about that at all. This show exists to empower you. Are you in need of passion? How about purpose? Maybe connection? This show is about getting to know you. What are you passionate about? What is your purpose on this earth? What were you created for? When do you feel connected to another person? Have you ever thought about that connection? Sometimes you just feel totally connected within seconds. Who are you? Have you looked in the mirror and asked that question? That's a big one. It is not what you do for a living that determines who you are. Our actions say who we are. When you are vulnerable, authentic, transparent, and teachable, going through challenging experiences, we can all grow and learn from one another. This journey is a process where you will be able to receive and discover who you are. This is your life, you know. Are you who you want to be? And that's what the show is about. It's kind of a lot. It's a big mouthful. But it's important that we get that out so that everybody understands the path that we're going down. And listen, I just want to let you know that if you're in your car and you don't want to leave the car and it's kind of hot in there and you don't want to leave the air conditioning on, you can shut off the car and go into your house and you can turn on your computer, go to kkla.com, click Listen Live, and you will hear us there. And if you miss that, or if you hear something here that you think a family member or a friend really needs to hear, then you can go to Sue Freeze, spelt like fries, one word, .com. SueFreeze.com, and you can click on podcast, and they're dated, and they have the guest's name and topic so that you can look it up or you can pass this information on to a friend. And I'd love for you to sign up so that you can be connected with me, because I want to be connected with you. Today we have a very special guest that I've connected with very quickly, and it's amazing how that happens sometimes, but it just does. And it's Lara Scott. And those of you that listen to The Fish, you probably hear her on there. She's on there every week. Lara, are you there?
I'm here. I'm so excited to be here. Thanks, Sue.
Oh, I'm so glad to have you on my show. It's very exciting for me. I feel so honored and privileged to have you here because I know you're a busy mom and a busy business girl, and I just love that you take the time to come and be on board with us. I'm going to give the listeners just a little bit of background for those that might not know, because there's things here that I didn't know. Lara was born in Southwest Florida, then headed west after high school. She got into radio in Bend, Oregon. I've been there. I love it there.
Yeah, just, good snowboarding.
Yes. After randomly calling a local station and then continued her broadcasting career in Portland. After graduating with a BS in philosophy from Portland State University, she moved to San Francisco to become the music director and nighttime air personality at KZQZ. She then spent almost 7 years as the midday host at KYSR Star 98.7 in Los Angeles. In her free time, she can be found hanging out with her husband, son, snowboarding, biking, hitting thrift stores. Oh, we got to go do that. That's one of my favorite things in the world to do.
Yay.
And flea markets, and attending lots of concerts and movies for work and for play, I'm sure.
Although, it's funny, I can't remember the last movie that I've seen. I have a toddler, and everybody was saying, go see movies. When I was pregnant, they were like, go to a movie every day. I was like, why? It'll be so easy once the baby's here. Pregnancy's the hard part.
No. For those that are pregnant, just wait, right? I always tell people, get as much sleep as you can now.
Yeah,
that's what
I wish we could stockpile it, and then maybe that would get us through the first couple of years.
Yes.
But yeah, it's funny. I've just gotten used to the chaos, and I feel truly blessed that I'm able to do something that I love and also spend a lot of time with my son. And, you know, Sue, I was listening to your intro, and I was like, I need that constant reminder of why I'm here. And a show like yours, Christian radio, like on KKLA and also on The Fish, it's that daily constant reminder for me that it's not just about me, that it's not just about my selfish desires, that I can move past my mistakes, and that there's always hope. So thank you so much for what you do.
Well, thank you, and thank you for what you do. You're listening to KKLA 99.5. This is the Sue Free Show, and we're tuning in with Lara Scott, and she can be heard weekdays from 5 to 10 a.m. on The Fish, KFSH 95.9, and The Fish in Southern California. And I have to tell you, Lara, I listen to The Fish. In fact, when I left my office today to do this, I listen to The Fish every day. And my employees come in and they're going, wow, what's this music? I like this music. And so it's really wonderful to be able to do that. I just wish The Fish had a larger signal. And if anybody can do anything about that that's listening, please do.
We're working on it. It's funny, we get that question a lot. But it's kind of neat with everything that's happening online, because now you can listen at fish959.com. You can also get this free app that we have for, and this is for KKLA too. There's a free app so you can listen on your Droid, your BlackBerry, your iPhone. It works with all of that. Your iPad even. You can be rocking out and be encouraged that way. But so, you know, it's interesting. My journey into radio started because I fell in love with a boy when I was in Bend, Oregon. I think my story is kind of a good example of how something we might see as a mistake, God can truly turn around and use for his glory and make it a really good thing. It's like Romans 8:28. We know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. I'd been set to go to school in Charleston, South Carolina. I was going to go into a pre-law program. Started dating a boy when I was out in Oregon for the summer with my family. Announced to my shocked and horrified parents that I'd be staying in Oregon. And I would try to go to college there, and maybe I'd start working, but I was definitely not going back east. So they somehow agreed to my crazy plan. And about a week after that, the boy cheated on me. And I just thought, what am I going to do now? So I enrolled in the community college in Bend, Oregon, and a friend of mine had heard this new morning show on the local Top 40 station and said, wow, that host sounds really cute. You should call and try to get a job there so I can meet him. And I was 17 and full of confidence and fearlessness, and I was like, all right, sure. Called. They were desperate for people that they could train to keep the station on the air on the weekends. So I came in, was absolutely horrific. Like, so I had three songs playing at once. I forgot my own name, and I was using my real name. Lara Scott's my real name. And dead air for minutes, but they kept me around because they needed people. Mm-hmm. So I continued to work. I ended up going to Portland, San Francisco, down here to L.A. And right about the time, I was 6 or 7 years into my time at Star, another local station, and God really got a hold of me. I'd gone through a really tough time with anger, with a lot of pain from my childhood, and had tried a lot of different things to take that away when I finally ended up at church at Bel Air Presbyterian, mm-hmm. and rededicated my life to God. And for the next year, I stayed where I was, and then I felt like maybe God was calling me over to Christian radio to do something different. And that's when I came to The Fish. And just looking back on my journey, you know, all the years of training that I had, now I get to use that at a Christian station. I mean, I never would have guessed as a kid that this is where I'd end up.
I bet you had friends and people telling you it was career suicide, huh?
Yes. Yeah. People were saying to me, you don't know what you're doing. You'll never get a job offer for anything else. I hope you're happy with this. Even members of my own family thought that I was nuts. But all of them have come around and said, we're really glad that you didn't listen to us.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so is your son.
What was that? I'm sorry.
And so is your son and your husband, right?
Yeah.
Yes. So were there scriptures that you leaned on during that time when everybody was telling you that you were crazy?
You know, I always go to Jeremiah 29:11. Is one of my go-to verses, and that's, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. And, you know, you mentioned in your intro about being genuine and authentic. I felt that I needed to do that. Not that I couldn't do that where I was before, and again, I had an awesome experience there with amazing people, but I felt like moving to The Fish, this was a way to really be, I don't want to say in your face about my faith because that sounds really obnoxious, but just be able to share that in a more open way and maybe be honest about my journey and my mistakes. I mean, I think it was Beth Moore. I heard a Bible teacher saying once that God never wastes our pain, that there's always a purpose for that. And I felt like, well, maybe I can share a little bit about my journey and maybe that might connect with someone who's somewhere along the same journey.
Yes, pain, boy, that's a subject all on its own, isn't it? You are listening to The Sue Free Show, KKLA, and we have a special guest, Lara Scott. And Proverbs 3:5-6, That's another verse, I think, that you had said something about. You lean on that one, too. Trust in the Lord.
Mm-hmm. With all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding, because most of the time I have no idea what's going on. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths.
Right.
And that was a big thing for me with kind of the career change, is I felt like my dad is in his 80s and has a lot of wisdom, has seen a lot of things, and he will always say, you know, just be honest and let the chips fall where they may. And I sort of felt like this verse was like that a little bit, where it was, if I just kept my focus on God and what I was doing, everything else would kind of fall into place. And not that it's been easy. I mean, Sue, I've had people say stuff like, well, aren't you a fanatic? Because I work at a Christian radio station. Or do you have to preach all the time when you talk to people? And I said, no, we try to share our lives in a way that's relatable. And sometimes, yeah, we do share scripture or maybe preach a little bit. But we're just trying to be real people and be genuine and authentic and show that. I sometimes wonder what my life looks like from the outside, because I truly am a mess. But I'm a mess that has hope and help because I have God on my side now.
You are so approachable. Like, the times that I've met you, you've just been so warm and so loving to me, and so approachable that, you know, you don't give off an air of making people feel intimidated or to where people have to keep a distance. And that is hard for a lot of people, because when you are vulnerable, there is this potential for pain.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're saying is that, you know, you've been through pain, and pain, I believe that the pain that I've suffered, that it's been for his glory, and because it's made me a better person, because I'm more sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sensitive to other people, and I'm empathetic and sympathetic and all of those good things. And it sounds like that's, God wants us to be groomed that way, because what was he? I mean, he was sensitive.
Mm-hmm. And you think, I remember there was a quote, I'm so bad at remembering quotes, but it was something about how in the places that we're broken, that's where we can be strengthened. And like you were saying, if we go through, say, having someone that we love that's an addict, that I believe is going to increase our compassion for other folks that are going through something like that. If we come from a background of abuse, you know, there's always healing, and maybe our hearts are going to be open to reach out to somebody who's going through that also. And we're now going to be able to relate to them in a way that we couldn't had we not gone through that. And I struggle with that all the time, Sue. It's like when something bad happens, I'm like, okay, I know this is for a purpose. I know there's a lesson in this, but God, I wish there was some other, please let there be another way for me to get the lesson.
Right.
Yeah, I still struggle with that.
Yes, I know. My lesson right now is from God is be still and know that I am God.
And for someone like you that's always on the go.
I have trouble being still, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Work is not the only thing you have had to entrust to Christ. God allowed an amazing testimony for your son. Do you mind sharing about what he did?
Absolutely. He was always a really healthy kid, like his first year. He's 20 months now. But shortly before he turned one, he got this fever.
And scary.
You know, called the doctor, and they'd been used to me calling all the time. Like, he's spitting up. He's not spitting up. What's this? What's that? He's sleeping. He's not sleeping. He's crying. He's not crying. But I called and said he has this fever, and quickly it hit 104, and we would give him the Tylenol. We'd give him the Motrin. It would go down a little bit, but it would spring back up. And at first he was diagnosed with something called roseola, and they said, oh, he'll probably get a rash and the fever will go away. It didn't. And we ended up in the emergency room on Halloween of last year. And they had the therapy dogs in costume coming around to visit everybody in the ER.
That's a nice thing.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. God bless anybody who does that, because it brightened our day. In the midst of this scary time of not knowing what's happening with our son, it was such a boost for us and for him. So thank you if you do that. God bless you guys. And that was when we first heard this diagnosis of maybe it's Kawasaki disease. And they had tested for all kinds of different things, leukemia, all kinds of different things, looking at his white blood cell count. And they sent us home. Ended up back at the doctor the next day, who then sent us back to stay at the hospital. And Kawasaki disease, it's not very well known, and thankfully a lot of kids don't get it, but it's an autoimmune disorder where the body starts attacking its own mucous membranes. So at this point, my son's eyes had turned red, his lips and his tongue had swollen, his hands and feet had swollen. He was completely lethargic. I mean, could barely even lift his head. And my sweet little boy that had been into everything and laughing and playing just a couple days before, it was just lying there pretty much motionless.
That must have been so, so scary. And you must have felt so out of control and helpless.
And, you know, Sue, I am a control freak. I admit that. And God is really working with me on that. And to realize that there's nothing I can do right now. There's nothing I can do to fix him. You know, I can't write out a to-do list and make him better. but I'm just going to have to go through this and try to stay strong. Thankfully, they know how to treat this. They're not sure what causes it. They think maybe it's a virus. Maybe it could be environmental factors. But the fever was so high, they said we have to act quickly because you have this short time window. And if you don't treat it, you end up with damage to the blood vessels around the heart.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and he's still going to have to get ultrasounds to check. Thankfully, he's okay now. But they treat it with high doses of something called intravenous immunoglobulin. But I had a moment there, Sue, where I'd run home. We were in the hospital for a week, and I came home kind of midweek to grab some clothes. And I just lost it. I'd been putting on this brave face, and I kicked a hole in one of our cabinets in the bathroom. And just I started screaming at God. And I had one of those shaking my fist at the sky moments where I questioned if he loved me. I screamed at him that I had given up everything for him, that I had committed, like you said, career suicide. Here I am at a Christian radio station giving up all of this for you, and you would take my son from me.
Mm. Wow.
But there was something about, when I actually put it, I don't know why we pretend like with that, like he already knows what we're thinking.
Right.
But for some reason, I was like, I'm just not going to, I'm angry, but I'm not going to say it. But when I was actually honest with him, it's that peace that you just can't understand.
Mm-hmm.
But if you've experienced it, you know what I'm talking about. That peace came over me, that everything was going to be okay. I didn't know for sure if my son was going to be okay, but I knew that whatever was going to happen, I wasn't in control. I never had been with anything, but that God was right there with me. And that even though this world hurts and is awful and we don't understand, God knows that, and he's right there with us in the midst of it.
That's encouraging for those listening. And
yeah.
I'm sure I felt right then and there goosebumps. And usually when there's goosebumps, that's the Holy Spirit inside saying, somebody needed to hear that. And mm-hmm. So thank you for sharing that. And I just can't, as a mother of two and having a sickly child, I had an asthmatic son who had trouble breathing. And we went to the hospital 2 times every year. Mm-hmm. And every time I felt that same way, out of
yeah.
control, kind of helpless, hopeless, like, oh, why my son? Why
yeah.
my son? And what can I do to fix it? What can I do to make it go away?
Yeah.
You are listening to The Sue Free Show on the flagship station, 99.5 KKLA. We're talking to Lara Scott, and we're talking about her son. What's your son's name?
His name is Dallas.
That's right,
my
Dallas.
My hubby is from Texas.
Oh, that's so cool.
And,
I love that.
I wanted to add, too, to our story in the hospital. My son started to get better a couple days after that. And then a few months after this whole thing happened, I was given the opportunity to work with the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. And so I was so blessed to get to meet so many families, so many brave families, so many amazing moms and dads and kids.
Mm-hmm.
And our whole experience opened my heart in a way and opened my eyes to what people, there are people going through things a million times worse than what Dallas and I experienced. And I can now talk to somebody and understand what it's like in the pediatrics ward with those little tiny hospital gowns that break your heart for the kids and how quiet it is there at 1 o'clock in the morning with the sound of the machines. I got a little taste of what that's like. And again, would I have wanted that for my son? No way. I mean, I would have been like, I was asking God to just give it to me instead. But it did happen. And here's how we're going to use this for good.
And that's what you were saying about now you're more sympathetic and you can understand. It's like somebody that loses somebody close to them.
Yeah.
If there's a friend of yours that hasn't lost somebody close to them, then it's more difficult for them to understand the loss and the grief
yeah.
and the process that you
yeah.
go through when you lose somebody.
Yeah.
So let me ask you a question. How old was your son, Dallas, when this happened?
He was just about to turn a year. So
a year
he was
old.
11 months old.
Mm-hmm. And you didn't mention much about where your husband was during this time.
He was there with us in the hospital. He actually, when Dallas first got sick, he was stuck in Alaska. He works in TV, and they were filming a show up there, and he was actually stuck in a blizzard trying to get back to us. Yeah, so it was tough. We don't have family out here, so I was kind of on my own. Thankfully, we have some wonderful babysitters, and they were kind of there to help me. But he got back right before we went to the hospital and then spent a couple days in the hospital with us. My mother-in-law came in, and my husband had to get back to work, but thankfully he was in town, so at least he was here to be there for our son and for me.
Right. We need that support.
Mm-hmm.
And the more support you get, it's just, I don't know, there's strength and you
yeah.
feel strengthened just by having people that surround you
yeah.
and love you and support you. And we don't know, you don't know the outcome of these things. Let me ask you a question. You said that this Kawasaki disease, I've never heard about it
mm-hmm.
until you mentioned it at a women's night out
right.
that we were at.
Uh-huh.
And you said something about environmental, and that struck a nerve with me because I'm an alternative treatment, non-chemical
yeah.
company. And I'm not trying to plug my company. I'm just saying, did you have to do any research or anything to change anything that you do in your living environment for your son after this happened?
You know, we've not had our carpets cleaned because they say that there's some ingredient in carpet, like traditional carpet cleaner, that might trigger it. Uh-huh. They also said stagnant water, but it hadn't rained, and he certainly wasn't near any puddles. But yeah, you know, we I threw out a lot of my like beauty products that are replaced by like essential oil beauty products now,
right,
and things that you can eat. And certainly all the cleaners in our home. I remember talking to you at Women's Night Out and just going, you know, it's so important for our families that we know what we're bringing into our homes. I'm a fanatic about having people take off their shoes when they come in so they're not tracking in pollutants and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And you better believe when it's time, we're going to be calling you. You best believe
well,
that, Mama.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I do.
You know what? One other thing. I wanted to give a shout out to our Fish and KKLA Facebook communities. Every single person on there, when we were in the hospital, I would blog at night about what had happened. And the support and the prayers and the love that came from our online families there, they kept us going. I cannot think, I mean, I went a week without sleeping, without eating. I can't think of any other reason why I was still functioning at that point except for the prayers that were keeping me going. And I know I complain a lot about Facebook. We all kind of complain about Facebook. But you know, I think that's such an example of something that maybe could be used for evil. But again, God can use for good, where we can go and we can find support at 2 o'clock in the morning and someone is there with an encouraging word. I just think it's awesome.
I agree with you because of this leg issue of me with this broken leg and being kind of immobile, which is really difficult for me, being the busy girl I am, that Facebook has been a great avenue for me. I've taken pictures of my x-ray, showing the plate and the pins and showing the, you know, the progress of the journey. And it's been wonderful to get the responses. And it's so much simpler than even picking up the phone, although the phone is wonderful. And we should not forget to pick up the phone because those voices are wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
But if it means nothing or something, Facebook is a great avenue in getting the information out. And same with birthdays. You know, have you had a birthday on Facebook yet?
No, you know what?
Pretty amazing. It really
That's so
is.
So cool.
Yes. Okay, so God has continually walked with you and personally done some amazing things in your life, and you started to touch on anger and whatnot in your childhood. Have you always sought after the Lord, or when did that happen? You kind of touched on that. So
yeah, I was raised in a Christian home.
Okay.
We were Southern Baptist. And then we were Pentecostal.
Okay.
And then we were Southern Baptist again. We kind of church hopped a little bit. But my parents divorced when I was a teenager and started having problems really a couple of years before that official separation. So at that point, we all stopped going to church. You know, as a kid, I went and I sang the songs and I went through the routine. But I never had that personal relationship with Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And I had so much anger about my parents' divorce. I started partying at a pretty young age. I mean, at 13, I was sneaking out and drinking and smoking and just getting into things that I should not have been. And as soon as I could move away, I did. You know, I moved away at 17, went to Oregon for the summer and kind of started my life. In some ways, I do believe that God allowed me to get into radio because having that focus on my job, you know, finding something I was passionate about at a young age, I was always able to not totally allow myself to be drinking all the time because I wanted to do a good job at work. But the partying and the drinking and trying to find a way to escape just got worse as the years went by, Sue. And I was so angry and I was so mad. And, you know, when I moved to LA, I went to the Kabbalah Center. I tried out some New Age things, tried a lot of therapy, just tried a variety of things that Hollywood has to offer to see if that would help. Because I didn't understand why I felt so angry.
Can you hang on to that thought? Because we have to go to break.
Oh,
we will be back with more of the Sue Free Show on our flagship station, 99.5 KKLA.
They're called the stealth bugs of the insect world, termites, every homeowner's nightmare. But a lot of KKLA listeners don't lose a moment of sleep over termites because of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. They are California's leading ecological alternative termite control company. You see, Ecola gets rid of termites by using family-friendly, poison-free alternatives like Electrogun that seeks out and eliminates the little rascals, microwave process for small areas, and their new Ecola Heat using clean, hot air for entire walls. No embarrassing circus tent over your home. No poison gas, no bagging your food, or moving out for a couple of days. Ecola Termite and Pest Control gets rid of termites effectively and quickly. So call Ecola at 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. E.C.O.L.A., powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 800-332-BUGS. This is the Sue Freeze Show.
So we're back on the Sue Freeze Show, and Lara Scott was talking about her teenage years and how her parents just, they went through a divorce and how that changed how she felt, what she thought, and she started becoming somebody else out of rebellion or out of hurt or out of pain, right?
Yeah, that was what was driving me, just trying to find some way to stop the anger and the pain and just to numb that. And yeah, my big moment came, kind of that rock bottom moment, when I woke up one Sunday, hungover, sick as a dog, could not remember how I'd gotten home from the club that I was at the night before. And I just thought to myself, 10 years from now, is this what I want my life to be like? Because if I keep going like this, it's going to be exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
So a friend had invited me to church, to Bel Air Presbyterian. And I kind of thought, why not? I've tried everything else. And I showed up at the 11 o'clock service, and the band was playing a Third Day song. And I mean, they weren't even through the worship before I was on my knees and just crying hysterically and begging God to forgive me. And I wish I could say that my life turned around like that, that I walked out of there a new, I mean, I was a new person. I just said, God, please help me, you know, please take my life, take me and change me. But it didn't happen overnight. It was a process. I would make some progress and then go out and have a few drinks and backslide. But then eventually I was able to clean my life up with God's help. And, you know, it's still a struggle. It's not always easy, but every time that I get back up, I know that God is there to help me.
So backing up a little bit, you said that you were raised in a Christian home.
Mm-hmm.
And you said, you know, in the Bible, there is scripture that says, train them up in the way they shall go, and they will not depart from that. And even if they depart for a while, there is still hope, right? Because I know so many kids that will walk away, or they have to find their way or find what they don't want to appreciate what they do want. And sometimes they have to go through pain. There's that word again.
Yeah.
You know, to realize what's important.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what happened with you. And you came back and God was calling you. He never let you go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he lets the reins out a little bit, just like we as parents. I used to tell my kids when they were little, they're not little anymore. They're 29 and 26 at the moment. And I love them dearly, but they're adults now. But I can remember early on telling them is like, you know, I need to trust you and I need your word to be your word. Mm-hmm. And I will give you as much rope or rein as your trust will allow. So if you stick to my rules, like if I tell you to be home by 10, you're home by 10, and you do what I have asked you to do out of consideration to me as your mother, then, you know, the rope can be longer. But the minute you do something that causes me to not trust or not feel totally confident in your decision making, then I'm going to pull those reins back. So if you want freedom rein, then you need to let me know that you can handle the freedom rein. And if you can't, by your actions, I'm going to pull the rein back.
Yeah.
And sometimes parents have a hard time doing that. And parents that want to be your kids' best friends, you're not their friend. You're their mother. You're their father.
Mm-hmm.
You're not their friend. I will never be my kid's friend. I hope they can rely on me and talk to me and communicate with me. And hopefully I can give them godly advice. But as far as being their friend, I will never be my kid's friend.
And now that I'm a parent, I understand that. I understand, you know, sometimes maybe God disciplining us. And like you were saying, like giving us a little more freedom. But yeah, I'm already struggling with that with my toddler. He wants to crawl on the counter. I take him down. He starts to cry because I'm a people pleaser. I want to put him back.
Right.
I'm learning to handle those feelings. And, oh, you know, so I wanted to encourage anyone who's listening, by the way, that's praying for a child or that's praying for a spouse, to either come to know the Lord or come back to him. I really think that my life is proof that people can change.
Mm-hmm.
I never thought I would be having this relationship with Jesus that I am. I never thought. I mean, I was just making fun of that. I mean, there was no way that was going to happen. And God got a hold of my heart. And I found out later my mom had been praying for me for decades. And a close friend of hers had been praying regularly for me for 10 years. So
How awesome is that?
Yeah, I want to encourage everybody to keep praying for those people that they love, that God would get a hold of their hearts, because it can happen.
And to bring people into their lives to help guide and help them.
Yeah.
You are listening to The Sue Freeze Show on our flagship station, 99.5 KKLA. And we're talking to Lara Scott, who is the voice on The Fish that I listen to every day, and I just love her voice, and she's so personal on the radio. It's just so nice. And being a mother of a young child, I'll probably be a grandparent before I know it here, which I'm looking forward to. Because you can give them back and when you're tired, when you can't do that as a mother. It's not as easy, you know. And I can remember just wanting to take a shower so mm-hmm. bad. And ended up what I ended up doing is I would put the baby in the shower with me and plug up the bottom of the hole so that they have a little water sitting there, you know, to splash around. And I actually could get in the shower.
That's a really good idea.
It is a good idea. And, you know, are you involved in any mommy groups or anything? How do you find your support, Lara? Because I know there's mothers out there. And it's so difficult. And I know there's so many times that I felt I was the only one going through something as a young parent or a wife.
Isn't that the scary thing? Because you think, well, everybody else seems to have it together.
Right. So
and
what's wrong with me?
Or maybe they're just pretending.
And sometimes I'm so crazy, I just want to...
I scared friends away because I was so... Those first 3 months, my son had colic and he had acid reflux.
Oh, my goodness.
That is a winning combination. I mean, it was one of those things where if he was quiet, we're like... Wow.
Is he okay?
Well, yeah, I know. Is something wrong? We were just so used to that. And one thing, I would like to encourage churches maybe to have some moms groups meet on the weekends because I came back to work working from home. I have a little studio in my bathroom. Our company has been amazing in supporting me in that.
That's awesome.
And now I'm coming into the office in the mornings. If more churches, it just seems like a lot of the mommy and me groups at church are during the week when some moms are working. So if somebody wants to do that on a Saturday or Sunday, I think that would be beautiful. So I've never been able to do kind of the traditional mommy and me groups. But again, back to Facebook, like we were saying earlier, it's been a great source of support. My son, oh my goodness, Sue, if I could put a leash on him or put him in a bubble, I would. He fell off the couch head first. I turned my back for a second, and he scrambled up there and went over the back, like lunged over, landed on his head. Paramedics came, went to the hospital. Thankfully, he was okay. He was actually fine about 5 minutes later, but
he
had thrown up, and they wanted to check him for a head injury. So I went on Facebook, and other moms were saying, yeah, my son fell on the concrete at the playground and fractured his skull. I mean, just to hear I wasn't alone, I wasn't the only one, that these things will happen, and certainly we have to be careful, but we can't beat ourselves up. It has been just invaluable. It's been amazing and so supportive.
I remember one time I called my sister. She had a son that was a year older than my son, and I only had the one at the time. And I was exhausted. I was so exhausted because mm-hmm. I wanted to do everything right, you know, and there's just so much stress and pressure we put on ourselves as mothers. And I remember calling her and I said, Debbie, does it ever get easier? And she goes, she thought for a second and she goes, Susie, it doesn't get easier. It just gets different.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what does that mean?
That's not what you want to hear at that point.
I'm like, what does that mean, different? And I totally understood. And one thing I remember being the disciplinarian, I was the main disciplinarian in my home because my husband, the father, was a fireman. So he wasn't home every night and he wasn't home every day.
Yeah.
And so I had that responsibility of disciplining my children most of the time because I don't really agree with wait till your father gets home.
Mm-hmm.
I believe, you know, when something happens, you take care of it right then and there. That's just my belief. I don't know where I was going with that. I just know that was a big deal of disciplinarian is I always had to be the disciplinarian in my household. And it was tough.
Yeah. I mean, in some ways you were a single mom.
In some ways I was, although, you know, financially I wasn't struggling like I know single moms do. I didn't have that burden. So that was nice not to have that. Single parents, I got to hand it to you. My little sister is single parent and it was so hard for her to discipline because she felt guilty for working and being away from her child mm-hmm. that she had a difficult time disciplining. Then she got married and they had another baby. And now because she's not the sole owner, breadwinner, she has the ability to actually focus on the discipline of the children. And it's such a change watching them, the difference in the two children and how they were raised.
Yeah.
She used to always call me and say, Sue, my son Blake needs some Sue discipline. And so she'd bring him over to my house.
Can I do that? Can I just bring my son over there when something happens or we'll just call you in?
I can remember New Year's Eve because my husband would be working on New Year's Eve. I can remember having all the church kids at my house because I couldn't go out. It was New Year's Eve and, you know, my husband was working. So I let all of the other families go and have a good time because I stayed home with the kids and I had the best time. And we clanged pots and pans at midnight and had a great time. I just remember that being so much fun.
This is awesome.
I just felt so good about it. I felt great about that.
Yeah. Oh, and, you know, so I love how, like, my husband travels a lot, too, so I've gotten a little taste of being on my own and how it's lonely at the end of the day when you're eating a cold pasta dish by yourself. Yes. And there's no one to talk to, and there's no one to hand the baby to when he's screaming. And you're going, I have to use the bathroom, but there's nowhere to put him, and there's no one to take him, and he's going to keep screaming his head off if I put him down. And I love, like, Hope Chapel in Hermosa Beach does a big thing for single moms. They do a breakfast, and they have the junior high kids wash the cars for the moms while they're at the breakfast.
How nice.
Yeah, I think it's awesome, you know, if we're able to look for opportunities like that to support other moms. I think that is so important.
Yeah, date night was a huge thing that we didn't have, we couldn't afford, mm-hmm. because the babysitter was too expensive.
Yeah.
So we didn't do date night. And I think that was the biggest mistake
yeah.
we could have made is
yeah.
because, you know, the kids do grow up, as I'm a witness to. The kids grow up, they go and do their own thing, and you're left going, okay, now, you know. So you have to keep that marriage alive. And how do you do that? You have to have date night. So
mm-hmm.
it's nice to have people that you can not pawn those kids off on, but you need to have a break because you're a better parent. It's just like, you know, Jesus left for 40 days. Why? Because he needed a rest,
mm-hmm.
right? We all need a rest. So
yep.
it's good to be able to get that. You're listening to the Sue Free Show on our flagship station, 99.5 KKLA. And we're talking to Lara Scott, who I just feel like I'm getting to know her as we're talking, and it's so wonderful. She's just so warm and friendly, and I just love her. I heard that you went to Jamaica.
Yes. When I first came to the Fish, I'd never done any community, like volunteer work or anything like that ever in my life. And 5 years ago when I came to the Fish, they said, hey, we're sending you to Jamaica. I said, I like this place. And they said, you're going to go with Food for the Poor, and you're going to see what poverty in a third world country looks like firsthand. I was like, so I'm not going to the resorts that we send to? They're like, no, that would be the northern part of the island. You're going to Kingston in the southern part of Jamaica. I was like, all right, let's do it. Landed in Kingston. And realized that my whole life was about to change, Sue. And I worried, like, I'm not going to know what to do. I'm not going to know what to say. I was kind of a new Christian at that point. I was like, what if I have to pray in public? I don't even know what to say. Food for the Poor is an incredible organization, and they do everything from build homes for people to feed them in the city and in the country to provide jobs. I mean, they're just incredible, and they're in a ton of different countries. And the purpose of this trip was to take a bunch of radio people from the U.S., to see firsthand what they were doing and meet with people who were being helped and again, see what this crushing poverty looked like. And I remember getting the question from people here, like, well, there are hungry people here in the U.S. Why aren't we helping them? And we are. But the difference is in Jamaica, there's no government assistance. You know, there's no safety net. There's nowhere to turn. It's private organizations, usually Christian organizations like Food for the Poor or nothing. As one elderly man told me that was sitting in his little one-room shack, he said, I sit here and I wait. And no one comes but the folks from Food for the Poor. And if they don't come, I don't eat.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, it's that dire.
Yes.
Yeah, people are starving to death. And we saw city poverty in Kingston, which is, you know, one shack on top of another. And we saw country poverty, which was one shack here made out of that corrugated metal, you know, that's like rusting, and strips of plastic or strips of fabric that people could find. The smell, you know, mildew kind of rotting from all the rain that they have, holes in the floor, 9 people sleeping on one mattress and taking turns sleeping in shifts, kids sleeping in car seats, moms going out into the jungle at night to cry because they didn't know what they were going to feed the kids the next day, little kids being left alone as a parent would have to travel a day or two away to try to find work. It's heartbreaking, Sue.
It is heartbreaking. I can remember, and I'm just thinking, you know, those that think they have troubles, you hear these things, and it's like when we measure, it's all relative, our troubles.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
when you
yeah.
measure, you know, the troubles that you're talking about right now versus, you know, a broken heart right now because we broke up with somebody or, you know, this happened or that happened, whatever it is, I'm not minimizing our struggles,
yeah.
not at all. I'm not
yeah.
minimizing it. It's just that when we look at other people and what they're going through, it could be that sometimes ours aren't that bad.
Yeah.
And sometimes we, you know, I have some friends right now, and I just say, you need to get over it. You need to get over it and hop into the seat and say, what can I do to help other people? And sometimes we can take the focus off of what our pains are by going in another direction. Doesn't mean not be honest with God. Don't be honest. You need to be honest. Oh, I hear. Is that Dallas?
That's Dallas. Want to say hi? Say hi, buddy.
Mwah. Hi, Dallas.
Mwah.
You cutie pie, you.
Hi, sweetie. His favorite thing is to run into my studio, put the headphones on, and start banging on the keyboard.
Bye, oh, maybe guys. Maybe he's the next broadcaster or something. Maybe he's going to do that.
Can I put him to work so I can retire? Would that be okay?
Yeah, someday. You know, soon.
You know, Sue, it was one of the crazy things, though, standing there in the midst of this poverty. And I was going to say, if you are going into a situation like this, whether it's volunteering, say, in downtown L.A. or going to Africa, when you get into that situation, the need is so overwhelming that you are just going to spring into action. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, right. I really believe God gives you the strength to handle that. Right. But I met so many people. I thought people would be eyes downcast, not saying much, angry. So these folks were so welcoming that we met. They were welcoming us into these little shacks and giving us what they had. Like, one family cut a bunch of sugar cane for us and gave it to us, you know, offering us a place to sit. There was a joy that they had that I saw that, and I just thought, I want that. You know, I felt so ashamed of myself. I'd been mad that we couldn't do the kitchen remodel that I wanted. Oh. And I was just going, praise God, I have a roof over my head that doesn't leak. Praise God, we have a floor that doesn't have holes in it. And folks were saying, when we pray, give us this day our daily bread, we are actually saying, please God, give us our daily bread. Mm-hmm. And I said, He always provides.
You are listening to The Sue Free Show on our flagship station, 99.5 KKLA. You know, Ecola actually had the privilege of buying a house.
You guys built a house?
Yeah, we built a house.
Yay.
For a Jamaican family. Mm-hmm. And I have that picture in my office of the family and the little plaque saying, you know, donated or whatever by Ecola, termite and pest control. And, you know, I just love that. I love that we were able to do that. And it's a good feeling. I didn't get to go over there firsthand, but, you know, we're not all called to be on the front line. But
yeah.
Whatever we can do, and we all can do something, and we might think it's so small and it doesn't matter, but everything matters. Even if it means, I tell people, you know, it's even a smile, a hug, a phone call, you know, it matters. It matters. So, you know, get off that couch or, you know, put that finger to work and dial somebody right now and say, I love you. I was thinking about you. Is there anything I can do for you?
Yeah. There's so many opportunities to volunteer locally downtown in the projects. You know, there are, we do a fundraiser every year for back to school supplies for kids that need it. And there are homeless children in every, even like in Laguna Beach, you know, registered in every single district that the social workers know about. So there's always a need. And yeah, it might not be as glamorous as flying off to a different country. And I got to tell you, it is hard for me to get out of bed. Like when I know I'm volunteering on a Saturday, I'm like, Lord, I do not want to get up. I just want to stay here. But then that day when I'm coming home and I'm tired and I'm exhausted, I think, you know, I set out to bless somebody else, but it was me that got the blessing.
And that's the way it is, isn't it?
Yeah. When I was thinking about Jamaica and I was thinking about some verses I wanted to share, I thought about Job.
Yes.
And this one is Job 1:21. The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised. That right. No matter what's happening in my life, whether I get the kitchen remodel or I lose everything, that I could still say, God, you are good and worthy to be praised.
And he is, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, you know, I know in my life I've said to myself, God, you say you won't give me more than I can handle. But sometimes, like right now, it kind of feels like it's more than I can handle.
You're like, I wish you didn't trust me so much.
Yeah.
like, I know God will never give me more than I can handle. Sometimes I wish you didn't trust me so much.
Right. And lesson, you know, sometimes I fractured my back last year with this horse. And then I got back on and now he broke my leg. And I'm thinking, okay, I must have not learned the lesson I needed to learn the first time around because here I am again. So I'm hoping I get it right this time.
Maybe it's time to take up golf.
I'm definitely...
Come to the thrift store with me.
We are going to do that. I'm sure you have some favorite stores and so do I. And I love thrift store shopping. I just think it's so much fun.
Yeah. Oh, it's the best.
Yes, it is. So, you know, your teenage years... You know, you said that you went through some trials and tribulations and everything. What happened when you went to Bel Air Press and you received the Lord? And, you know, you said something there. You said, you know, it didn't all change at once.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a process. It's a journey. And we're still on that journey, aren't we?
Yeah. There's a verse that I love in Jeremiah. It's Jeremiah 29:13. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. And I love that it's not like an if, like, you might find me if you seek me with all. No, it's like, when you do this, this is what will happen. And that was what I needed to do, Sue. I realized pretty quickly, like, I need to be listening to Christian music. And I actually found KKLA. First, I was up early one morning, and I had a long drive into work. I was going from, like, Hermosa Beach to Burbank. And I was like, well, let's see if I can find a Christian radio station. And I was kind of scanning around, and I heard this person saying, friend. And I was like, that sounds like Christian radio. And it was Dr. J. Vernon McGee with Through the Bible that's on KKLA.
Yeah.
Started listening. Then I discovered The Fish. Then I started reading my Bible every day. Then I started trying to get to church every week. And when I did that, again, I felt like I had a partner in trying to change my life. And it was just always that bringing my mind and my heart back to where they needed to be. And I felt like I was finding God in that.
You're listening to The Sue Free Show on our flagship station, 99.5 KKLA, and we're talking to Lara Scott. And she's really been vulnerable and transparent on the show today. And she's, you know, that's what we're called to do. We need to do this. We don't need to put on this show and this mask. I saw a play once at church, and it had masks on every person because sometimes we think that because we say we're a Christian, we need to have it all together.
Yeah.
And we don't have to have it. And we don't have it all together. We're getting through this day just like anybody else is getting through this day. The difference is that we have God on our side. And we can rely and we can trust that he's going to guide our steps if we ask him to.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a wonderful thing to be able to have that empowerment, that strength, to know that he's there to guide us through those dark moments and those times when we are not in control, as you said. I love that you said that because, you know, I'm kind of one of those people too, you know. It's like, just tell me what to do and I'll do it. Just tell me what to do.
Yeah, I think it gives us that sense of, like, if we can control things, we can avoid pain. We can manipulate the consequences of whatever. Sometimes those situations in life happen where you're like, I never had the control. God, Jesus, take the wheel. Like that song by Carrie Underwood.
I love that song.
Yeah.
And thank God for unanswered prayer. I love that song. There's so many, you know, I like country. I like country a lot. Mm-hmm. And there's so many country songs that are just so down to earth and so great.
Yeah.
And I listen to those a lot. I love them. But The Fish is my favorite station. And so if you don't listen to The Fish, you listeners out there, you need to tune in to 95.9. And it's interesting how the numbers are just switched. So you've got KKLA at 99.5, and then you've got The Fish at 95.9.
Well, you did that without getting confused. That's awesome.
Yes.
That was really good. I don't think I could do that.
Yes, you could. You could. You're a very talented young lady.
Well, thank you. Trust me, that's all God. And, you know, we certainly pray every day that God would use us, use our struggles, use what we say for his glory, because just us on our own is going to be a mess. Like, we're not going to be able to do anything. But we're very grateful, and certainly by the grace of God, the station is still around. And, I hope that you'll check it out, by the way, because, you know, it's all of us kind of living our lives together and trying to get through life, to do life together. And, you know, it's very interactive. Like, we want to hear what's going on in your life, and feel free to share anytime. Oh, you know what, Sue? I wanted to share something else really quick.
Okay, good.
This is one of my favorite quotes. It's from Mother Teresa, and this is what it says. A joyful heart is the inevitable result of a heart burning with love.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, so I think whether, like you were saying, reaching out to somebody, texting a friend just to tell them that you love them, whether it's serving at home or in a country like Jamaica, as we reach out in love, I do believe we're going to get that joy. I think if we're trying to find joy, we're not going to get it. Like, if we're really trying hard to be happy, it ain't going to happen. But as we reach out in love and give of ourselves, I think that joy is the inevitable result of that.
And I think you're right. So we're almost done with this show. So if you were going to be able to say anything that you feel maybe you haven't touched on, or that you feel the Holy Spirit's leading you, not to put you on the spot, but I am, if there is anything that you'd like to say to the listeners right now that would give them hope if they're feeling hopeless, as a parent, as a wife, as just a girl or a guy getting through another moment.
You know, I want to share a story. My husband actually told me this. I had to take my son out of the service on Sunday at Bel Air Prez because, shocker, he was getting a little fussy. He made about 15 minutes sitting quietly. And so my husband told me about a story that Pastor Mark shared to illustrate. Well, I'll tell you what it illustrates after we're done. But there was this big blizzard in London back in like the 1600s. And after things had kind of calmed down, the search party went out to see if they could rescue any survivors. And they came across this young woman that was lying naked in the snow. And they thought, well, she must have been crazy to run out without any clothes on. Like, what happened? So they went to move her body, and as they picked her up, they found her baby underneath her, wrapped in her clothes. And she had sacrificed herself to protect this child.
That's an awesome story.
The love that Jesus has for us, the love that God the Father has for us. And I hope that you remember that there is that incredible love for you just available if you're ready to step out and take it and receive it.
And you just have to ask and reach up, and he's ready with open arms.
Yeah.
That's the picture I always have.
I love that.
Yes, me too. You've been listening to The Sue Free Show on our flagship station, 99.5 KKLA. Lara, thank you so much for being on the show. I just thank you so much for you and what you do. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Remember, you are forgiven. All you have to do is ask for forgiveness, and you are forgiven because he died for you. You, if you were the only person on this earth, he died for you. So just ask him into your heart and let him guide your every move and every step.
God, you're forgiven and loved. Child, you're forgiven and loved.
child, you're forgiven, and child, you are loved. Child, you're forgiven and loved.
The Sue Free Show is sponsored by E. coli Termite and Pest Control Services. It's that time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy and they start looking for a home, your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints. It's time to call E. coli Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects. E. coli has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. E. coli keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way. And their termite control is legendary. So call E. coli today for a free estimate of complete pest and termite control at 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. E. coli, powerful termite and pest control services as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 800-332-BUGS.